rise and fuse. You become a total machine of energy.
We'll be right back. ACC2 from Glass Boy's album Commune here on Deep Threes. Ventolin and Bectatide began our set with Witnessed My Country from Awe Dissect. Nonema and the Audiologist bought tickets for Where This Train of Thought Terminates, leaving almost tomorrow. Steve Moore took us to Pangea Ultima, the title track of his 2013 album. The Phonoghosts culled samples from cassettes they found at the resting place of modern culture, thrift shop bins. We heard Head Cleaning from Chrome Position. Then we found the Ice Cream Man on Edge from director John Carpenter and Tommy Lee Wallace from the soundtrack to the 1976 action thriller Assault on Precinct 13. The producer, Alight, bowed to the Obelisk and the Zero remix thereof for the Iridis EP. We looked up to find a Fundustrial Nation from the one-man band Radio Shock's Adapter. And Jimmy Penguin spun the disco ball to shine on Liar. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. I hope you enjoy the show just as much as I enjoyed bringing it to you. I leave you with Neuroleptic Trio's Impro Rosetta. You can always find playlists and show archives on the web at d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening. Thank you.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
This is Bird Note. We've all heard about the early bird getting the worm. We know it is sound advice about initiative and timely action, and we can almost see that robin leaning back and tugging that recalcitrant worm out of the ground. Research shows, however, that birds dining early and heavily may lower their life expectancy. A study of three North American woodland bird species found that socially dominant birds stay lean during the day and then stoke up when it's most important, later in the day, before a cold night. At night, birds avoid hypothermia by metabolizing fat. And by staying lean through most of the day, dominant birds are more agile in avoiding predators. Subordinate birds have to look for food whenever and wherever they can find it, and carry fat on their bodies to hedge against unpredictable rations. Dominant birds, which can push subordinates off food, can choose when they eat, and so lessen their odds of being eaten themselves. Therefore, at least in the woodland bird's world, the revised moral might read, "Get the worm late in the day. You'll sleep better and live longer." For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Thank you.